As we continue to aspire to grow as a community and really drive our recruitment and retention efforts, it's so much about mentoring and kind of moving the next generation forward. So I'm excited to have Linda Welsh, the CEO of Sharp Literacy, in studio this morning. Thanks for coming in, Linda. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
Teaching and imparting our knowledge on the next generation, that's so important, and that's what you do each and every day. So for those that are unfamiliar with the organization, just give us the lay of the land of what you do at Sharp.
Sure. Gosh, we've been around for 25, 26 years.
Okay.
Our mission is that we partner with educators to foster a love of learning and brighten children's futures through our innovative STEAM-based programming and so that's what we do. We're K-3 through fifth grade.
Okay.
This year we'll be in 49 schools, Milwaukee Public Schools. We're in Charter and Choice and School District of Waukesha. Our program is really designed to have students spark their curiosity and love of learning. And our programs are exactly that, innovative.
Mm-hmm.
So we have our third grade students doing video game design. They're learning coding. Our fourth grade students are doing AI, which will be actually highlighted at our novel event next week. Our fifth graders are doing all sorts of engineering, and they're using micro bits, all that really cool stuff. And it's really to level the playing field with our students, and all urban schools, underserved students. About 88% of our students qualify for the free or reduced lunch program, which is an indication of high poverty. It's an amazing program, and we're just really excited that we can provide this to the schools at no cost.
So the keynote speaker, you have an event next week, next Wednesday at the Pfister Hotel. Code Baby CEO is the keynote for that event. Tell us a little bit about Code Baby for those that don't know.
Yeah, so Code Baby is a Milwaukee-owned company, and Nori, who is the CEO, had been in different positions throughout his career. Attorney, he was at Medavante, and just really wanted to do something different, and so he started Code Baby, and it's really creating avatars, which is amazing. So that's what our students, so Nori and his folks had worked with our students at St. Aug Prep, who's been a great, great partner of Sharp's for a long time. And they learned AI, they learned how to create avatars and how they work. And it was just amazing to see them. I was at the school the other day, and the avatars that they create, one was all about weather, one was about the Milwaukee Brewers. So they can create whatever they want to create. And then they ask questions to the avatar. And it was amazing. One of the little boys wanted to, it was about a 30 degree direction. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh my gosh, how do you know that? And, it's just giving these kids experiences that they wouldn't have without Sharp.
Linda Welsh from Sharp Literacy. We'll be right back, and we'll talk a little bit about how the market has changed in your 12 years at Sharp and your career in nonprofit management in Greater Milwaukee. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by Martin Moore. Linda Welsh is the CEO of Sharp Literacy. So, Linda, next Wednesday, correct, is the 23rd year for a novel event, your big showcase event that is at the Pfister Hotel?
It's at the Pfister Hotel, yes, on October 30th.
Okay.
Nori Daroga will be our keynote speaker, who is the founder of Code Baby. And it'll be a very interactive event. So we're going to have the kids on stage that created these avatars.
Okay.
And they'll be able to interact with them. And it really gives us a chance to highlight, what we're doing in the classroom and what kind of experiences that we're providing for these students.
And the importance of that STEAM-based education, the video games, the programming, the avatars. I mean, Martin, you're seeing this each and every day in your space. Like, kids, wow, I'm coming in with all this technology. How can I plug in to new careers?
Absolutely. I mean, it's great for not all kids in school systems and families and communities have access to this sort of education. And the world that our kids are going to grow up in and work in 10, 15, 20 years from now is going to be very different than the world we live in right now. And so to give them these tools and this knowledge and the opportunity to learn some of these skills, they'll be set up by the time they graduate high school, and they might be able to get a career or a job without having to take out a student loan. And so I think this is an absolutely outstanding program.
Yeah. Well, I mean, speaking of change, and Linda, you've been in the market for a long time, 12 years now at Sharp, and kind of a career in nonprofit management. What's changed the most in the greater Milwaukee area in the last 10 years?
10 years. Yeah. It's probably more about differentiating what you do and how you do it. And staying relevant, especially in the education arena. You know, we went through COVID and how we had to really kind of shift gears a little bit. And even we started off, actually, when I started, it was actually 14 years, I think. And, but anyways, 14 years ago, it was really more of an arts program. But we heard from our donors, no, you know, we really need to, our focus is on STEM education. So we had to change gears and start, you know, creating a STEAM-based program.
And how are you measuring that impact then day to day?
We have different measures, measurements. A lot of it is really about the essential skills, perseverance, teamwork, collaboration, you know, how they're doing on a code.org, which is a platform. How they, are they getting it done? Are they doing it correctly? So we do teacher surveys. Teachers are very, very important to our program. So we do teacher surveys and net promoter score. So there's different measures depending on what the program is.
All right. And where can people get more information about Wednesday's program?
Sharpliteracy.org. And if you can't make it, there's opportunities for volunteering as well as donating.
Very good. I appreciate your time and keep up all the great work.
Thank you.
Truly inspirational.